Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Thinking about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't speak it, won't speak, I orgasm all transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. All of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y.
To make you do what you said. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over. N is for no, I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody out there in cyberspace, thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful episode of Webcamming with Sage and Virginia and Sammy Brooks. So today is a wonderful, fabulous day. I am so happy. Well, I'm sad and I'm happy. Sad and happy. I'm going to dry my tears now and then I'm going to smile. Miss Sage Montana is taking today off because she's having that baby sickness. This is why I'm so glad I'm not getting pregnant ever again. Oh, Sage, I feel for you, darling. Even though your titties are absolutely voluptuous, they're absolutely amazing, totally amazing. But the poor girl, she's having that baby sickness thing going on right now. So, and it's so ironic because I had Virginia and her honey Scott coming on as guests today. And as you all know, that Virginia is actually my guest co-host when Sage, you know, is busy or when she gets sick from the baby mama flu. And so I had texted Virginia and I was like, seriously, can you just like do the whole show because Sage is not feeling good. So with me right now, I have the most beautiful, beautiful little spinner in the world, Miss Virginia Rose and Scott. They are joining us. the two of them. So you guys are getting a triple dose of our webcamming talk show this evening. How are you guys?
Doing awesome.
Yay. Okay, so when you had texted me and said that you guys are on the road, what the heck's going on? Where are you going? Who are you doing? What are you looking for?
Well, we're just driving between cities right now. We've just pulled over, and Virginia gave me a good blowjob.
Nice.
So we made sure to capture that on video for you.
Oh, sweet. Oh, my gosh. You guys are so freaking awesome. You guys really take webcamming couple to a whole new level, completely, totally, 200%. Seriously.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yes, you do. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I have you guys tonight, and thank you so much, you guys, for, you know, taking the time from your pulling over blowjob to call in for the whole show.
It all worked out perfectly.
Awesome.
And it's our pleasure.
I know,
right? So you're awesome, Sammy. We love you.
Yeah.
No, I love you guys. I so wish that we could have seen each other in Vegas. That totally sucked donkey balls that I was there for just a quick short time. But whatever is what it is. We'll have something. I've got something in the works that I'm hopefully going to have positive announcements coming up within the next few months. So.
Exciting.
And since we're friends, you'll know before, you and Sage will know before the rest of the social media knows.
Woohoo, on the inside.
Which is always good, right? I know. It's so nice when you're always on the inside of things. I love it. Anyway, so tonight I wanted to bring up the topic of cam models having other money-making platforms because you guys know. And this is perfect because you guys know so well, you know, how being on cam, you make great money. That's a given. But actually having another platform to make money when you're not on cam, such as you guys just doing a fucking BJ video like you just did and putting it out there for your fans to buy that video and see that content, you know, and a lot of cam models, you know what I mean? Like a lot of cam models, they don't know what to do once they get started in the cam world, because you guys know as well as I do, if you over jam, you cannot get on cam. Oh my God, we need to hashtag that. If you over jam, you cannot get on cam.
Totally.
Perfectly said. That's a great hashtag.
Seriously. Oh my gosh, I need to write
that
down.
You know, where you try to make a little bit more work for yourself, but if you don't get on cam, so it's futile almost, you know, so having that good amount of knowing how much time to spend on cam and how much on these other avenues, and obviously it's different for everybody, and it's going to change depending on where you are in your career and what you want your goals to be.
Exactly. So with you guys, because you guys are on Chatterbait for camming, and then for your platforms that you have chosen to do, what are some of the ways that you've learned that's making you great money when it comes to selling your videos and, you know, making that money when you guys aren't, you know, live on cam?
Well, for example, ManyVids is a good one for us, and we also have our own website. And it's almost like when we're on cam, we are kind of advertising for those other sites. And even when we're on cam, then we start selling videos, even like off Chatterbait itself. So we like it. And some days, you know, you just want to do a bit of a different show. So we sometimes do shows where, you know, you can win all, we have 100 videos now where you can just win all of our 100 videos. It's kind of the grand prize. And so there is a lot of diversity with doing different things like that. We do a lot of custom videos and we love it. That adds a little bit of kink to our life. Makes us do things
right?
We wouldn't otherwise
apparently
do, such as Callie
holy
does,
shit.
Right? Like, they both do.
Yeah.
And it's just like it's the same ship but different pile. So I like it all. I don't think I would want to do one or the other. I like the diversity and that it all ties in together. And you know, one helps the other one out.
Right. So then let me ask you guys this also. If a new cam model comes into the industry and is only doing webcam and they just, like, totally overjam on cam, do you suggest that they totally look into these other platforms to start making money, or would you suggest that they, you know, start to build up their fan base for a little while first, and then, because as we know, as a new cam model, it takes a lot to start making money and building followers because you got to put your time in and really build up that fan base. What is your thought on that?
Yeah, that's a good loaded question. I don't think there's any wrong way to cam. I don't think there's any wrong way to do things. There are certainly ways to fast track it. But really, whatever we're doing is kind of, we're doing a bit for today because, yeah, we've got to pay our bills and whatnot. But I just feel like we're always building our fan base, always. That's kind of our goal, is always towards the future. So how do I put it? It's, even though there's no wrong way to do it, it is just good to diversify. You just never know where you're going to find your fans. I have fans for many vids that now go on Chatterbait that had never been on Chatterbait before, and vice versa. So that's always a fun thing.
Right.
And there's all these other sites. Like, there's lots of other ones that are amazing and awesome, and some that are not so awesome, you know. But
right.
oh my
whatever
goodness. You do, as long
and
as you
by
keep
the way,
doing it, it's going to be good.
It is. And social media, everybody out there listening, for those cam models that don't have social media, I'm telling you right now, it is one of the biggest things that really helps. It really, truly does. Because if you have a fan base on your camming, no matter what platform you're on, create a social media account, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. I mean, everybody knows I live on Twitter, and now I'm on Instagram, which I've been, like, totally – I've been, like, over-Instagramming it lately, like, having so much fun with it. Now that I'm figuring the stupid thing out, I've, like, been over-Instagramming. So, hey. But I love it because I have tons of fans that are having fun with all my silly stuff that I'm posting on there. But it's true that when you have a fan base, people – when you have true fans, they will follow you no matter where you go. And so if you – and with us girls, I'm just going to throw it out there. When it's that time of the month and you seriously cannot get on cam, like, you have to have another platform of making money because, like you just said, Virginia, you have to pay your bills. I mean, our bills don't quit coming because, you know, it's like, okay, I was jamming on cam a little too much and I just can't log in. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's, like, girls have to deal with things. And guys, like Scott knows, it's like if he's done a little too much, he's got to take a little break and let you and your girls take over while he's – I mean, it's like, you know, you can only bust so many nuts and then, you know, he's got to take a little breather.
Yeah. And you got to be physically and mentally prepared. Because we're there to basically entertain and make other people happy. So, or not if you're in the other end of it, you know. it is for the other person, regardless of what they want. So, being able to give that to them, we have to have ourselves taken care of.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely be in the right mind frame.
Yeah, seriously,
and,
you have to.
And physically, yeah.
Especially for you guys. I mean, because you, and I'm going to just tell everybody, you guys are absolutely amazingly fabulous because you do so much and you go the extra cam mile, I guess I could say, because of the fact that you guys really put so much pride into your business. I mean, this isn't just about you guys getting on cam and making that buck here and there. You guys actually work. Like, you are seriously busting nuts. I had to say that. Sorry, I just had to say that.
Yeah, we have something up our sleeve every day. You know, either we're working on a custom video or Scott's going through all our footage, you know, cut it up and make it all into sexy videos and getting rid of the, you know, camera where we leave it on or whatnot. And, yeah, we're always up to something. And then usually it's like, hey, we've got customs. Yay, we can get on cam again. Woohoo! So, I don't know. And then it works. Then you get on cam. And then after a few times, we usually get another custom or something, you know, another model comes to visit us or whatnot. So, yeah, it's been a wonderful time. We definitely are in love with camming. And like you said, all the other options, it's kind of like, you know, it all fits together. So all the social media stuff, all the other sites, like Snapchat, we've been really learning how to cash in on. And I didn't even use Snapchat a year ago, you know. So.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what's so funny is I don't even use – I have a Snapchat account, and I haven't even used it. Like, I am never on Snapchat just because I, like, start to do other things, and I'm so busy with other things I have going on that I totally forget about Snapchat. And then I see all these girls and guys that are posting, oh, you know, get my premium Snapchat over here and this and that and da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, ah, fuck, I always forget about Snapchat.
Yeah, and I'm live on Snapchat, like, way more than Twitter now. So if you want to get a hold of me, it's through my Snapchat.
And it's not, right?
It's not through my public one. I actually have a public one, which obviously is the free one, and then my premium. And I actually neglect my public one. I should use that one a lot more because I got a lot of really cool people there. But, yeah, I definitely use my private one all the time, that and Twitter for me.
Nice. So, Scott, I have a question for you. When, because you do so much, you know, naughtiness, like you're a freak, like the rest of us. And you're doing the shows and stuff with your girly girl. I just absolutely love it. You guys are just so fucking cute together. I absolutely adore the two of you because it's not only that you guys are a beautiful couple together, but you guys are just amazing with how you create your cam shows and your videos. So how is it after, I mean, you put a lot of work into this because you're editing the shows and the video, or editing your videos when you're done. So when you're done doing your, you know, your cam vids, do you ever feel awkward watching yourself while you're editing it afterwards?
That's an interesting question. I don't know if awkward is the word, but it's a little bit different. I wouldn't probably choose to watch myself. Although,
okay, I don't like to watch myself. That's why I'm asking this.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I mostly skim through and make sure that nothing's bad is in there, if you know what I mean. So,
right.
I don't. Yeah, so I I'm not really looking at myself. I'm usually looking at the ladies, so.
We like to leave our videos more, like, amateur, like, natural, so he just takes out the crap that doesn't need to be there. He leaves some of those, you know, awkward moments, and just because that's actually what people will give us the feedback on, the things that I'm like, oh, I hate that, oh, my God, I hate that. Whatever happened, you know, I have a zit on my butt or my tummy's the wrong way and it looks like there's a folder, whatever the fuck's going on that the person is subconscious of. That's what the guys will get off on. It's
isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. And that's during our live cam shows, like, there's so many things that we – like, I am so self-conscious. It's, like, it's so disgusting. Before I post a selfie, I swear to Lord, I will delete it 5-6 times and retake it just because.
So it's not just me. I do that all the time. And people are like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, my God, right?
I'm trying to take a picture. I don't know how to do this. It's not natural.
Right? But then we get on live webcam and we're just like totally natural and having fun and we don't think about those moments, but I swear to bejesus, well, I still think about it subconsciously, but then when I'm off cam and I try to take selfies or post anything anywhere, I'm just like, OMG, did I just post that?
Well, I always love the stuff on your Twitter. You always look absolutely gorgeous. So good job.
Okay, well, that's like, you know, 10 pictures later when I finally get the one I like.
It's so cute. Oh, I'm sexy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh, you were too cute. Okay, we have a caller that's totally waiting for us, so let me bring him on. All right, Darlene, are you there?
Yes, hello, Sammy, Virginia, and Scott. How are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good, good.
Hello.
Hello.
So, sweetie, darling,
yes,
what do you have for
us? I was thinking it was. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello. Admiring you three very much. I'm looking over your things on the chatterbait here. You did a snowy mountain fuck. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
The snowy mountain fuck. Yeah, we're actually driving up the mountain right now that we filmed that on, and we jumped onto my ATV that day, and I drove the girls up the mountain. The snow was pretty deep. And then we just pulled over and had a little bit of fun there, right, in the snow.
Nice.
Yeah, we had a sexy, naughty little girl with us, and she let us play with her. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so stinking cute. I love it.
The public stuff is like, it feels extra, extra, extra naughty having sex outdoors. It is so like thrilling, might be the word.
So
like
true.
I'm always nervous and like,
No, really, that is true, because it's like when you go outdoors, it doesn't matter where you're at. Regardless of where you are, when you're out in the public and you're doing your naughtiness, it is more, it's kind of like adrenaline starts rushing through you, like, oh my gosh, this is so fucking awesome, and we could get caught doing
right?
this. Yeah.
It's kind of like being a kid stealing cookies or something, but
right.
even more fun.
It's and like
more,
going
orgasmic.
Up to a cookout and saying, give me those damn cookies.
Speaking of which, Sammy.
I might dress up like a Girl Scout, but I would never steal cookies from a Girl Scout. I'd only steal Virginia's
Aww.
Cookies.
Oh, you can have my cookies anytime you want.
I know, right?
But yeah, we
oh
were lucky enough to have that gorgeous girl come along with us. She did a little bit of camming on her own, too. Yeah, turned out to be a good friend of ours, and she's sexy as fuck. I highly recommend that video.
Nice. Nice. I know, because I saw that post, too. That was freaking amazing. Love, 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 love it. That is so awesome. So, Sweet Pea, any more yummy
yes.
questions that you have?
Well, bringing up the cookie that you just mentioned, that just gave me a good idea. How about doing, like, a thing, like, where it'd be a Girl Scout nookie? Like, you'd be, like, a scout, and you do a nookie to each other.
Oh, my God. Oh, sweet. Is that your joke for the day, sweetie?
Yes. Well, that and I had one more.
Bring it on, darling. What is it?
Well, yesterday was National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day, so I know you two are gouda to each other.
Ah, very gouda. Very, very gouda. Especially to those big gouda boobies of hers.
Oh, I'm telling you, right? Gosh, these gouda boobies going to be nuda.
You're so
but
cheesy, sweetie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I want to eat them all up.
You want to eat up all the slices of boobies? All the booby slices?
Yes.
Yeah. I titty slap you. Titty slap you. Oh, my goodness. All right, Sweet Pea, darling. Anything else you would like to add to this fun time that you're on here? Because I have another caller, my love.
Just have a fabulous evening, and always know that I appreciate you all very much.
Aw, thanks, darling.
Keep up the great work.
No, no, you keep up the great jokes and the fabulous tweets. Yes, we like them all. All right, sweetie, have a fabulous evening, baby doll.
Okay, take care. Have a good one. See ya.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
All right. Kisses, darling. Titty kisses sent to you right now. I know you can feel both my nipples in your face.
Naughty.
You just got areola slapped. Okay, here we go. All right, let me guess. Is this Johnny Boy?
Greetings, my dear. How are you, two delicious little devils?
Little devils. That is nice. Okay, wait a second. That would be three devils because we got Scott with us, too. So that would be, let's make.
He's the big devil. We're the little devils.
Outstanding. How come your tweet says nothing about Scott being here, too?
The pic that I sent out on Twitter, there's a pic of both of them.
Oh, well, I guess I missed it where I'm looking on the page. Well,
yeah, I'm here.
Surprise!
Awesome possum.
Yeah, he
like you can't leave him out.
Yeah, he's like face down and ass up.
Oh, he's got.
I don't know if he necessarily wants to be quote unquote stuck in that position, but he's kind of exposed.
I don't know. You never
then.
Know. I might come in from behind. You never know.
Hey, now there's a surprise.
Hey, Pam.
I just had to buzz in and show my support.
Awesome,
love it.
You know,
love
you
it.
Ladies can think of me like your favorite support bra.
Awesome. You know, that is what crossed my mind. Like, you can be my support bra.
Well, shit, it will take all three of you to be mine.
Full time job.
Yeah. I was gonna say, might be more of a full time job if I was going to attempt that for Sammy.
I know,
yeah.
Right? All three of you. Like,
might have to hire some midgets too.
Be a good arm workout.
Indeed.
Seriously. Yeah, if I put my heels on, then you definitely have to hire the short people. Literally.
Indeed. It's like oompa loompa doopy dee dee.
Oh my goodness, you freaking funny. Okay, so Johnny, do you have anything to comment on? I don't know. Did you hear our topic on cam models making money on other platforms, such as whether or not iCam?
I'm one of those people. I don't mind if you diversify, but you shouldn't do it on the one. If you are contracted to work a certain amount of time for your website, you shouldn't be trying to do side gigs in that time frame. You should do that outside of that frame, not do it while you're trying to do that at the same time.
Okay, wait a second. You said contracted.
Have a plan. Is that what you're saying? It's good to plan it out?
Yeah, plan it out, but don't do it when you're supposed to be working for one site. And for a certain amount of time and try to do two things at once.
Yeah, fulfill your original obligation before you diversify.
Exactly.
Right,
that's
but
where
I
want
to clarify for me and other cam models out there listening, Johnny, when you say contracted for one site, explain to me what you mean.
I would say that if you are, say you are working on cam site A, you shouldn't try to work on cam site B at the same time and another cam site following that one. You know, stick to the one that you're on. Yeah, don't be trying to do that kind of stuff.
Don't be trying to triple dip. Is that what you're saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Basically.
But there's a few instances where I would actually argue that, not for everybody, but in some cases, a site might be down and you still want to work that day, or you just have a really good customer and he's on the other site. So I hear what you're saying. You don't want to spread yourself too thin, But it's okay, I think, sometimes in some cases for some people to have kind of a backup site. We personally don't, but I know other girls that do, and I've heard their explanations why, and it sometimes just helps them make, you know, their pay goals. So for them, it really works.
But yeah, I have no problem with having, like, the backup.
Wait a second. Did she say Kegels or Pagels?
They're the same thing.
Sorry. Sorry. Kegels. Just thinking of naughty vagina squeezing really tightly. Just thinking out loud.
Potato, potato.
We do them daily. I'm doing them right now.
I know. So am I, sitting here in front of my computer talking to you fabulous people.
I'm talking to you.
You know what they say, healthy body, healthy mind.
Johnny, see what you did to us? You naughty Johnny.
Making me frisky.
Can't help it. It's like a gift. I can't control it.
Too freaking funny. So, Johnny, darling, when you're talking about doing the different platforms, are you referring to girls working different websites at the same time on each website?
Yeah, doing that kind of thing. But now to have like backup sites, that's awesome.
Oh, I see.
That's just
right.
Smart.
Working, okay, for me, honestly, and I'll just throw it out there, and which I've said this time and time again here on the site or on the show, I seriously cannot work multiple live cam sites at the same time, only because of the fact that for me, for one, everybody knows I'm partial to StreamMate is what it is. I mean, that's, and we have, like, Scott and Virginia, you know, you guys are here, and you guys are partial to Chatterbait, and that's what you guys love, and, you know, that's where you guys live. And so for me, it's like there is no fucking way I could have four different computers. I mean, I could, but there is no way with my brainage that I would be sitting
right, I wouldn't
there
be able trying to give the proper attention
seriously
to
exactly
either.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I just cannot do it. But you know what, though, Virginia, here's one of the things that I've noticed. The cam models that do that with two to four different computers and they're working all these different sites, it's because this is their problem. They don't give the one website the attention and really focus on building their fan base on that one website. And it sucks because they're sitting there, and I've seen them because I've clicked on girls, and I'm just like, oh, this girl is really cute. Let me check her out and see how her, you know, her show is, because I'd love to have her on the radio show. And then I see what she's doing, and she can't focus on conversations that are going on, or she just has no customers whatsoever in any of her chat platforms, and she's not making any money. So that right there is a big clue that, you know, you probably picked the wrong profession. Like, just saying. Like,
yep.
If I'm being blunt, some cam models are not meant to be cam models. Just saying.
You get no argument from me. There are ones that I've seen that I think they think it's a quick, fast buck, and that's the only reason they're doing it, and they don't realize that you have to do the time of building your brand, giving concentration to one particular area and not trying to bounce around between three or four.
Uh-huh.
And then
absolutely.
They
right?
just end
so,
up,
like,
you know,
you,
losing people.
Yeah, like with you, Scott and Virginia, I mean, wouldn't you agree that if you really want to build your brand and you want to be known, and like you guys are known as Tight Couple, I mean, you have built your brand on Chatterbait. So, I mean, it would be stupid. I mean, not stupid. I mean, I'm not going to say that it would be stupid, but it would be hard to go from one platform that you guys have been on, because you guys have been on Chatterbait for such a long time and you've built such a huge fan base on there, to jump from there to say you went to another site and you just said, you know what, screw Chatterbait, we're going to go over here and we're just going to, I mean, that's hard shit to do. It really, truly is.
It definitely is. And for myself, when I do video editing, I go on my solo account on Chatterbait. And I'll let people distract me if they can. And it's very, very, very hard to build up an audience as a single cam model. So if you're, I mean, there are some girls that are extremely beautiful and they still don't really make money because they don't take the time to actually talk with people, be personable. You know, they think people are just going to throw money at them because they're so beautiful with zero effort.
Right.
But it's not like that.
Right.
That's for
sure. You just hit the cam nail on the head. It's personality and being personable with everybody that comes into your chat room. Like, I still see girls that when I started on StreamMate long time ago, I still see girls that are sitting there in their chat room and they're just so pissed off at the world. And I just think to myself, I think to myself, what the hell made you so mad this morning or this evening that you felt you had to turn your webcam on? Because if I'm a dude or even a chick, if I'm going on there to watch another chick, it's like the last thing I want to do is pay for an attitude because I got enough attitude in my body. I don't need to pay for anybody else's.
Yeah. I think some people must like that as a fetish because there is some very bitchy girls out there on cam and they'll make money. I see some of them. Like,
some do.
But it's not for me, that's for sure.
Personality, without the personality, you're not going to build that following. So you kind of have to treat everybody as if they are important. And the other thing is you can't completely dismiss somebody on your first interaction with them because if you act like a jerk to them too much, guess what? You're not ever going to get them back because you only have that first chance to make that impression. The minute you blow it, boom, bye. I'll take my money elsewhere.
That's
right. Exactly. And that's with literally, any platform of webcamming, whether it's live cam or, like, you know, you guys doing the videos and whatnot, if people see an attitude or there's not a connection, like with you guys, because you guys always do the couple shows or the group shows, you know, or girl, if people don't feel that fun, amazing sexual connection, they will take their money elsewhere. And even when it comes to doing the videos, like, Scott, you know, because you edit them, and then you're seeing what's going on. And if that connection isn't there, then y'all don't make no money.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's been an evolution in porn going on here. Some people call it a revolution. But, you know, it's going to more amateur stuff because we all have this equipment now. We don't need the studios.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, today we just filmed high-definition blowjob, handjob scene beside the lake with trucks and cars going by. And that would have cost, like, I don't know, thousands of dollars back in the day because you would have had to have sound guy, you know, a lighting guy, a video guy, the director. So now we just have this thing that fits in your pocket and we're able to do all this stuff. And people love it. People like it better than the overproduced porn that, you know, has been going on since the 80s. Then, but.
Yeah, it was like, you know, 60s, 70s was great. I didn't do any porn in the 70s. I was a little kid then, but yeah.
But yeah, so it makes it easy for me to, like, I try and look at it from my perspective of, like, before I got into porn and what I like, and it really is people having fun. So, like, if we're having a group scene and there's somebody who's having a bad day or just not into it or whatever, you know, it's pretty obvious.
Right.
And that doesn't make it fun for anybody. And so how could you want to buy that and see somebody who's just kind of there trying to make money? You know what I'm saying?
Oh boy, do I ever know what you're saying, because I've been in that in experiences on live cam and shooting on the set. And when you're shooting on the set, it's one of those things where when it's live for a main production company, the producer can come up and say, listen, we're paying you. You need to act like you're enjoying this, and if you're not, then you know what, you need to just leave and we'll just figure somebody else out. And I've seen that happen. And it's amazing because of the fact, for me, I'm just always happy. Like, I have my moments, don't get me wrong. But when I'm on cam or when I'm doing a video for somebody or when I was doing main porn videos, I was always happy and enjoying every moment that I had because of the fact that, for one, I just love what I do. And so for me, it like you guys, Virginia and Scott, it's like it just comes naturally to you guys because you love to perform, excuse me, and you love what you guys do. And at the end of the day, if there's cam models out there that have an attitude, for one, you don't love what you're doing and you need to find a different job. I mean, maybe these models, cam models that are out there, if they really feel like they're having that bad of a day, go to freaking Walmart on a Saturday or Sunday and go to the return line where somebody's trying to return something, and you look at those people who are working behind the counter, and then you realize they're only making like $10 to $15 an hour, and you thank God that you have a job where you can enjoy yourself on cam making absolute amazing flipping money. Just saying. And that is my throwdown of the day.
I would echo your sentiments there.
Seriously.
On that. I worked in retail, in that type of retail environment within a grocery store. There were plenty of times where I wanted to literally walk into oncoming traffic a couple of times. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, enough of this.
Right.
The one good thing,
I will say
that you're your own boss. You're your own
right?
boss. You can make your growth is only limited by your creativity and enthusiasm you put into it, I would say.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, Johnny boy.
It's just something
so
I've noticed.
It's one of those things where, like you were just saying, you know, when you work in the retail industry, you are paid per hour to be there. Us cam models, when we log in, we're either paid per minute or by tokens. We are our own boss, but we are the creator of our show. So if you are not a happy-go-lucky, you know, cam model having fun, enjoying the moment, and every single person that takes the time to come into your chat room, like, it doesn't matter if they're paying or not. You need to acknowledge the fact that this person took the time to come into your chat room and just show them a little love. Be like, hey, how are you? And if you're the cam model that's, you know, dominating, you know, dominate that damn person. Do what you got to do to keep them, you know, intrigued, because if you don't, guess what? There's a big-ass motherfucking candy store out there, and you are not the only tasty one. Oh, that's a
nothing. Yeah,
ding, 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 ding.
That was a really
good one. When we do shows, we have thousands of people watching, and it can be hard to engage everybody, but we do our best, you know, to people that are chatting in the room, which encourages more people to chat because we interact with anybody who's typing, you know?
Right, and that's
very
like,
important.
It is.
I was going to say that. Go ahead, Sammy. I'll lay
no,
out.
No, you go ahead, darling. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Doc. What I was going to simply say is, if the person doesn't spend anything that day, that doesn't mean they're not going to come back at some point. If you intrigue them enough. Look, the other thing is, I think most people watching understand that you've got your hands full, and a lot of people aren't going to get offended if you can't get to the comment just right away. most people are going to be very, very forgiving of that. It's just that you do need to acknowledge.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, like Scott was just saying, you know, they'll have thousands of people that come into their chat room, which Chatterbait's different than StreamMate, because with Chatterbait, I mean, it shows you thousands and thousands of people, as whereas StreamMate, we only see, like, we have different types of ways we can see everybody chatting. And so I'll see the people who are logged directly in to talk to me, and I try my damnedest to make sure that I acknowledge every single person that comes into my chat room. And if I'm busy, you know, and I always say, hey, guys, I'm so sorry if I missed you. You know, just retype your question. I just got too busy, this and that. And that's what cam models do. And the thing is, it's like us cam models that are busy and we have that busy of a chat room and we do try to acknowledge everybody, you know what, that's what makes us busy. That's what keeps us, you know, having a great following. Cam models that sit there and bitch at their customers that say, oh, you didn't acknowledge me or you didn't say hi, well, I'm going to block you. You know what, cam models, big mistake.
Right?
I can hear Virginia. Okay, tell me, Virginia. Go ahead, say it.
Oh, no, you're just hitting the nail on the head so hard. And I don't know, our platform's probably a little bit different, but we first started, it was, you know, we were new and didn't really know what to do. So I would basically be riding Scott, but not like having sex, just in a promiscuous position, usually with cute panties on. And he would be typing to tippers, to people, just saying,
awesome.
Hi, how are you? Not flirting with them, not being, you know, not giving them anything away for free. And not everyone would respond back, but quite often, then the room was suddenly active instead of like sitting there staring at the fucking camera like all these other people seem to do. You just like stare at the camera and wait for tips. I don't know. It just seems like you can do anything and people start tipping, just anything but staring and waiting. Clean your room, do your dishes. It doesn't matter. But like you said,
do
talking,
anything.
Having
anything. Okay, here's
yeah,
one of the things
really.
That I did when I first. This seriously is one of the things that I did when I first started camming, and I've said this on the air before, that I faked it until I made it. Why? Because, for one, I could, and two, because I can. And so what I would do when I was in free chat and I didn't know what the fuck was going on because I was brand new to the whole freaking thing, I literally took my skills from being a bartender and server, my personality, and I threw it out there and acted like there were people in my chat room. And then all of a sudden,
we feel like bartenders sometimes. That's such a wonderful comparison.
Yeah,
we definitely do. People tell you all sorts of shit, and then they, you know, you get that bond going. Very powerful.
Right, but when a brand new cam model starts out, and they, and I tell this because I have people asking me all the time, okay, Sammy, what do I do? When I'm in front of the camera, I'm confused, I'm scared, and I'm looking at this thing. And I'm like, act like it's your best friend that you want to fuck.
Yeah,
literally.
That's awesome advice.
Act like, I mean, seriously, it's the person that you've been dreaming about for freaking years. And you have wanted that person so bad, and now is the time to tell them, but you just didn't know when and how you could. Well, guess what? When you sit in front of that camera, models out there listening, this is the time when you tell them you want to fuck. Just saying. It doesn't matter if you don't see a single person sitting in your chat room. There are thousands upon thousands of people watching your cam show, even though you don't know they are. They're watching you. Because why? People log in from different affiliate sites, and you don't realize they're watching you. So these cam models that are sitting there bitching in front of their camera, guess what? You're being watched by thousands upon thousands of people at all times of the day, no matter where in the world. You're being watched. Well, I guess this goes back to others, but we're not going to get into politics. But literally, literally,
yeah,
you're being
watched
on cam. Seriously, it's like,
brother,
when you walk in that
you.
Cam, yeah, somebody's watching you. Just saying, they are watching you no matter what you're doing. So if you're on cam and you think nobody's in your chat room and you want to start scratching your ass or you just look down at your vagina, or I've seen girls that are, like, picking their face. I'm like, do you realize people are watching you right now? Like,
they might
not. Yeah.
Some people, like, actually forget about the
teaser
fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Want to hear a funny story, Sammy? I got you one. You'll love
it. Oh, my
it.
God. Tell it. Yes. I want to hear a funny story, please. This is awesome.
I have a model friend. I won't mention her name, but she actually said that she was doing the butt scratching one day.
Right? Or a girl
she
who lets out a loud-ass fart. What
she
about a girl who lets out a giant-ass fart? He doesn't realize that somebody is, like, fucking watch it.
Man,
like,
that sells on Mavis. It's a fetish.
I know, yeah. Part, yes, it
but
does. It really does on Mavis.
I'm talking for a butt check.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. But, no, there
you know,
girl,
if guys knew we could make more money just doing that, most of us, that would be what we would be doing anyway.
Seriously, Johnny, you could,
right?
John, you could totally, no, he could seriously do a cigar smoking, like, fetish for guy, because, John, seriously, guys would actually pay for this. They would watch you smoke cigars and drink your sweet Tennessee whiskey. I'm just telling you. Like, they would pay for it.
I'm sure I could probably get a pretty decent following going. You know,
you should,
being
you
I have the whole furry thing going.
Hey, I'm telling you, I will totally support you. I'll tweet that shit out.
Ah. you'll
have,
get me basically.
No, I don't want to make any money off of you, but I'll let you keep all your money. I'll just have fun doing it.
Like, look at this little nugget over here. Actually, in my case, it'd be a whole lot more than a nugget.
He's so cute.
Oh, my Lanta, this is awesome. So, okay, so today we have come to the conclusion that there is a way for cam models to make money other than just being on live cam. There's so many platforms. You've got ManyVids. You've got Clips for Sale. You've got Sex Panther, by the way, which is an amazing. Oh, are you guys on Sex Panther?
No, but I've been peeking at it. Yeah, I haven't even showed Scott yet.
Oh, my gosh, I love
it.
Okay. Seriously, you should. I'll send you the info. Text me and I'll send you the info because they are absolutely awesome. I love, 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 love Sex Panther. You guys will and they pay on time all the time, so you don't have to worry about
cool.
that. They're trusted. They're trusted. Well, and I know them, so it's great. They're great people. And no, I'm not affiliate of them. I'm just on there. So I'm not like, yeah, I'm just shouting them out because I love them. Sex Panther, you guys are awesome. Love you guys. I'll add that in the tweet for the show. So at the end of the day, we all know that there's other ways for us cam models to make money. If you are over jamming, you know, there's other ways to be doing things besides camming. I'm just saying, just listen to us. We know how to make money when we're not online. Just
I would
saying.
Also say,
go ahead. What was that, babe?
I was going to say that when girls see other girls raving about trying something, if you know that particular girl or guy that's talking about trying this new place, talk to them about it because you might, you never should close yourself off to an idea. If there's a good idea out there, run with it, kids. Run with it. Run with it like you stole it.
Like you stole candy from a baby or Girl Scout cookie from a Girl Scout?
I don't ever have to worry about stealing the Girl Scout cookies. They find me. It's like, oh, Mister, you want to buy some cookies? Sure, why
like,
not?
We're gonna knock
oh, little fire. Girl, I think you're going to win the trip this year to Washington.
Okay, ooh, that sounds scary. I don't know how to take that one, Johnny. Oh, my God.
That's what happens. I don't want to buy it, but I can't. It's one of those things. It's like, you want
I
this?
I still don't know how to take this. You're digging a hole? This is going to sound
That's not
amazing.
What I'm meaning. That's not that rabbit hole. We're not going down that one. We're not going down one of those Chris Hansen's high, what are you doing things. No.
Oh, I love how to turn this into a really naughty moment. It happens, especially with you, Johnny, because you're such a nice person, and it just kind of comes out of your mouth. Or when you tweet something, I'm just like, oh, I could totally take this in a different notion, and I'll be nice, and I won't do it.
Filthy, filthy, filthy mind.
Hey, that's just
But that's okay. A filthy mind is better than having no mind.
Exactly. All right, so everybody, we are coming up to the end of the show, and you've tuned into Webcamming with Sage, Sammy, and, of course, Virginia and Scott. And Miss Sage was not here to join us today because, you know, she's getting more Prego and Prego every month. She's having a little Prego mom moment. Yeah, she's got her feet up, sitting at home right now, watching a movie. She texted me. And I text her back. I said, well, God, hurry up and push that damn thing out so I can come to Vegas and have a cocktail with you. Jeez, Louise. I really do mean
Another
that. Hurry
one?
Up, push that thing out. Yeah, it's her second one. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've got to send congratulations to her.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. She's having a baby girl this time, so I've already been buying baby girl clothes because I'm just, like, so, I'm just like, I'm going to live vicariously through Sage right now because I don't want any more children. My daughter's going to be 27 this year, and which, oh, my God, Virginia, you could probably be my daughter. Holy fuck. like, I don't want any more babies. So I'm gonna live through Sage and just, like, buy baby clothes and stuff. Yeah. They're like, here. Let me give you all this, but don't give me the baby. I'll just look at it and take pictures with it. It's cute. Take it back. I'm just like,
Sorry.
No more. No, I'm good. All right, we're coming up to the end of the show. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to our 100th and second episode. And it was a great evening. Yes, it was so amazing. So, Virginia and Scott, give everybody the shout-outs on where they can find your sexy asses.
Tightcouple.com. That's the best place to find all our stuff. But we're also Tight Couple Studio on ManyVids. And, of course, on Chatterbait, we're Tight Couple.
On Twitter,
nice.
We're Tight Couple. On Snapchat, free Snapchat, we're Tight Couple.
Perfect. And I didn't know your guys' Snapchat. And I didn't know your Snapchat, so I didn't put it in the Dilly Bobber. But then, are you guys on Instagram also?
No, I should probably be in the future.
Yeah.
Need to do it.
Might as well. I mean, shit, you're on everything else. I mean, Tight Couples everywhere. I just saw, literally, I just saw a billboard driving down the street.
I
did. I saw this ginormous billboard here in San Diego, and it said, come find the Tight Couple at chatterbait.com/tightcouple/. I mean, like, I saw that, and I said, are you fucking kidding me? They're everywhere. Like, they're fucking amazing.
You're amazing. Oh, I miss you and your
sweet
kitty.
Oh, my gosh. I adore you guys. Thank you so much. And everybody out there listening, make sure, even though Sage was not on the show tonight, you can catch her live shows at sagemontana.xxx.camels.com. And then you can also follow her on Twitter at sagemontana1. That's the number one. And then also follow her on Instagram at Sage in Vegas, where you can see all her beautiful pictures, her big voluptuous titties, and those beautiful blue eyes. And then all of you know where to find me on my cam show, Sammy_Brooks.camels.com. Also on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and then also on Instagram at Sammy_Brooks69. And we are here live every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, always talking about great camming ideas, the do's, the don'ts, the goods, the bads, and the yeses and the no's. So on that note, everybody, thank you so much. Have a fabulous evening. Virginia, Scott, you guys fucking rock cocks and vaginas so amazingly. Thank you for taking the time out. You are amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Kisses to everybody. Johnny, thank you. Mwah.
Hey,
you guys are awesome.
Love you,
thanks. Johnny. Thanks for bringing
love
us
you
on.
Long time. All right, kids, we are out. Let's go do a little day drinking because you know what? I'm ready for a little cock in my tail. All right, kisses.